in our scripture reading about Zechariah's song, to understand our reading better, I shared a little bit with the kids, but I want to remind you of what's been happening for 9 months. If you remember, Zechariah is a priest, and his wife, Elizabeth, is barren, and they've been praying the same that many have been praying at an infertility clinic. They're asking God for a child. Many years later, the angel Gabriel appears in the temple before Zechariah, and he tells Zechariah they're going to have a baby. Zechariah is to name him John, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, it says. The trouble with Zechariah is he doesn't really believe Gabriel. I know he's a priest, but he's also practical. Elizabeth is now 80, and I'm sure he's given up that prayer long ago. So he tells the angel they're too old. And this is exactly when he should have known better. So Gabriel teaches him a lesson. He has a way of convincing him. He makes him unable to speak for 9 long months. Now, we live in a world with a lot of noise. From Thanksgiving, all the way up to Christmas, it seems a little bit noisier than other parts of the year. Everything's a bit more chaotic and noisier. There are loud noises bombarding us from all directions, especially from the media. And certainly this presidential campaign, there were louder and negative noises that were more than normal. And even though we now have a president-elect, the noise has not faded away, and some are worried. On the news, there are many who are overjoyed, while others are protesting. Angst and fear creeps into our lives and our hearts, and it certainly makes us worry about the unknown future. What if what happened to Zechariah happened to us? How would you be able to handle that silence, being silent for 9 months, unable to speak? I know what would happen in our house if I couldn't speak. Siobhan would be pleased as punch, and it would absolutely kill me. God has a way of getting our attention. I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life where I've been completely stunned and shocked. There are those moments when I feel like Jonah or Zechariah wanting to do the opposite of what God tells me, but I need a push because I don't want to do it. And I couldn't imagine being silent for 9 long months. Sure, a long time to be quiet. During his period of silence, Zechariah read and studied Scripture. It doesn't specifically say this, but we know it because of what he does when he opens his mouth. He certainly read Jeremiah, which says, "I will raise up for David a righteous branch. He shall reign as king and execute justice and righteousness. Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety." After 9 long months of silence, this is where we start our gospel reading today. Zechariah sings about the Messiah, Jesus, that was promised in Jeremiah. Zechariah is finally able to express what Gabriel says to him. His son John is one to prepare the way for the Messiah, the King who brings justice and saves his people. You see, times were difficult then. The future was unknown then. When Zechariah sings this song, Rome was occupying Zechariah's land. The Jews were being oppressed. There was corruption in the land. The poor were struggling and they were wondering who would help them. They were hoping for a savior. Because the reality is there was no person who has come just yet who would be able to save them. Promises were given time and time again, and they fell flat. Yet God has an answer, and it's not a king of this world. It's not power. It's not war. It's not a false promise from another politician. The answer Zechariah sings is Jesus, the Messiah. Zechariah sings this message of peace and of hope and of light for a world that's full of despair and darkness. Sometimes we need silence in order to listen to God's voice. This world is oftentimes too noisy to hear God's voice above all the other things. In fact, silence usually makes us uncomfortable. And so we fill that silence with anything we can. What if, like Zechariah, we were forced to take time to listen for God's voice? Stop talking and to listen to God in silence. And in this silence, while we're waiting, we put away our devices and the news and all the noise in our world, so we can focus our attention not to those things, but to God. For weeks and months, like Zechariah, we would listen instead to Scripture. We would listen for God's peace and hope and look for that light. And instead of fear and angst, God could transform us. The uneasy feeling in the pit of our stomach, the noise from our jobs, families, and the post-election angst would be replaced with God's word for us today. Now, it's not escapism. Certainly John the Baptist, who as an adult faced corruption head on and lost his life for the one he was preparing the way for. Instead, it's putting our trust in the only one who can provide peace and hope and life. It's not always easy for us to carve out a place of silence in this noisy world, for us to make space to listen to what God has to tell us. We're probably much like Zechariah in that way, especially around Thanksgiving and leading to Christmas. There's family dynamics, shopping, parties, performances. There's all kinds of busyness in our lives. There's all kinds of noise. Then there's the noise of our regular lives, the work and the family to care for and our own doctor's appointments. Yet it's hard as it is to find silence these days, I want us to spend a few minutes here now being quiet. Maybe you'll look at the light of the candles. Maybe you'll open a Bible and read Scripture. Maybe you'll listen for God's clear voice. Certainly, there might be a cough or two. There might be rustling of papers. There might be children making noise. But the point isn't to stop the noise, because the truth is there will always be noise. The purpose is for us to pause so we can truly listen to God. That's what we really need, to let all the other noises fade off into the distance so we can hear God's still, small voice. So now, take a deep breath in and out and be quiet. Listen to God. Zechariah, at the end of his song, says this, that his sons to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. When I hear this, I think about the Christmas Eve service, when all the lights go dim and we light the Christ candle and we share this light with one another. And out of the darkness, we sing Away in the Manger and Silent Night, and the light of Christ fills the entire sanctuary. And we leave knowing that this light guides our feet into the way of peace. Now, a few minutes of silence isn't enough to truly listen to God. Over this next month, carve out times to be silent. Turn off the news. Let the noise fade away. Stop everything else so you can listen to God. It's the only way to pay attention to the light in this noisy, dark world. So we can follow the King that guides our feet into the way of peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us affirm our faith by standing and saying the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried, descended into hell. The third day he rose again, descended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.